The federal government's announced plans for hundreds of new mobile phone base stations to improve or eliminate up to half the country's known reception black spots. People outside the big cities know only too well the frustration of phone dropouts in many rural areas. At the best of times, digital interruptions stifle local economies. At the worst, so-called black spots have been blamed for making flood and bushfire crises even worse because some people couldn't receive emergency messages. Peter Lloyd reports.
In Queensland, the Banana Shire sits 120 kilometres southwest of Rockhampton, and it's getting two new mobile phone base stations. Ron Carriage is the mayor.
This announcement it just has been so overwhelming. We've had disaster after disaster here with flooding, but we haven't been able to get any word there because there's no service whatsoever.
Do you think that had you had those two, that would have made a difference to people's safety in the past?
Yeah, most definitely.
Across regional and remote Australia, there'll be almost 500 new or improved base stations. Paul Fletcher is the Parliamentary Secretary for Communications.
First of all, we asked members of the public to nominate what they considered to be black spots, areas that didn't get mobile coverage. We came up with over 6,000 of those. We put those into a database and then we said to the mobile operators, Telstra, Optus and Vodafone, please come forward with proposals as to the base stations that you would build. They were also required to say how much money they would put in. So what we managed to do was bring together many different parties, $100 million from the Commonwealth Government. There was $165 million invested by Telstra, $20 million by Vodafone.
Does that result mean that Telstra customers will be preferenced in this and that those who are with Vodafone or even Optus, which has none of them, will be the least best off?
What we've sought to do is impose requirements to encourage what's called co-location.
Right, so if I'm an Optus customer and one of these areas is a Telstra-operated base station, I'll still get the boost out of it.
There is the opportunity for Optus to get onto the tower more quickly and cheaply than would ordinarily be the case.
You use the word opportunity. Does that mean it's not automatic?
It's not automatic, but we have created incentives which make it, I believe, more likely.
So they would nominate a charge, a cost per customer to co-locate their customers on premises which run by Telstra, for example?
In fact, the way that the guidelines deal with this is to encourage the company that's got the money, before it builds the base station, to consult with the other two and say, do either of you want to be on this?
What made Telstra's application so spectacularly more successful than even Optus, which got none? And does that suggest that they failed miserably in the way they approached this?
Look, this was a competitive selection process, and it was competitive on a base station by base station basis.
Where did they go wrong?
Well, we asked the operators to list all of the base stations they would build, tell us the dollars they would spend on that base station, the dollars they wanted from the Commonwealth, whether they'd secured co-contributions from state governments or indeed local councils in some cases or private businesses, and then important information like how many square kilometres of land would be covered from this tower, how many premises would get coverage that don't get it today, how many kilometres of major transport route, and so on.
But if you were an Optus shareholder today, you'd be more than passing curious as to why it was the company you're investing in has absolutely failed to get a single one of these mobile towers. Have you asked why that is?
It's a matter for each of the privately owned mobile operators to make their own strategic decisions. My interest, the interest of the Minister for Communications, Malcolm Turnbull, the interest of the Abbott government, is to get the best possible value for money and the best possible outcome for Australians, working with the state governments. Collectively, you've seen state and federal governments come together to get a good outcome, and it's an outcome which will mean a significant improvement in mobile coverage for a lot of people in regional and remote Australia.
Today's announcement is being greeted with nothing short of euphoria in the most fire-prone areas of Victoria. Jim Childs is on the Yarra Rangers Council.
We'll actually get two. The one at Steeles Creek is a very emotional, probably, installation. It's come out of the disastrous, catastrophic event in 2009. We lost 13 people over in the Yarra Glen Steeles Creek area. It'll be a welcomed addition over there as well.
Councillor Jim Childs from Victoria's Yarra Rangers Council. Peter Lloyd was the reporter.